Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
Ho! Holidelic here. Dropping our own brand of holiday funk in your heart and in your hips. Come on, y'all. It's time to party.
Everett Bradley will bring his holiday funk phenomenon, Holidelic, 'Twas the Night Before the Funk, to Helsinki Hudson this Sunday, December 8th. Everett plays percussion and sings backing vocals for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. He has also recorded and toured with Joey Ramone, John Bon Jovi, Hall & Oates, Carly Simon, and David Bowie, among others, and he currently appears in After Midnight on Broadway. Holidelic was first performed in 2002, and every year since, Everett has put together this part dance party, part funk concert, part comedy show. The Holiday Funk Spectacular features original holiday tunes as well as loose, funk-infused adaptations of Tchaikovsky, Frosty the Snowman, Little Drummer Boy, and more. Everett Bradley, welcome to the Roundtable.
Yo, 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 I'm here with Sarah LaDuke.
So tell us about Holidelic. How did it start?
Holidelic, it's 10 years old now.
Yeah.
Or beyond. It started actually with 9/11. It really affected me in a really bad way, and I've never quite gotten over it. But to deal with the tragedy, I started writing Christmas songs because I had to do something to make me feel better mm-hmm. and happier. And I wrote a song with a buddy of mine, Mike, and then after that, I started writing more and more, and they were just coming at me faster than I could complete them. And the first album was called Toy. I wrote an album called Toy. And then after performing that for a couple of years, Toy morphed into Holidelic, which is more of the holiday seen through the eyes of like P-Funk or Sly and the Family Stone or Ohio Players or any of those 70s funk bands that I know and love so much mm-hmm. or that we know and love. So that's basically the beginning of it, if that makes any sense.
Sure. And does it change from year to year?
It does. I always try to change my costumes. Uh-huh. I change opening songs. I change guest artists every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always trying to feature local talent if I can, bringing in horn players, singers, dancers. I even had a hula hoop person, hula hooper,
great.
Come in one city, killed it. It's amazing. And I'm actually looking at a puppeteer for the New York show.
How do you find the special guests you invite?
I think I'm fortunate enough to travel amongst a lot of crazy people, being the musician that I am.
Of course.
I'm a touring musician, and I do a lot of recording sessions, and I'm always doing interesting projects, and I just run into interesting people, and I just keep track of them and keep them in my book for Holidelic specialties.
You performed Holidelic at Helsinki Hudson last year, so you liked the venue enough to come back this year.
I love it there. First of all, it's a beautiful city,
mm-hmm.
and the community is a real music community. They really like to go out and hear bands. They like to hear anything experimental, and they're old school. They really support their artists around there, and I just like the feeling. It's a great club too.
What yeah. makes Holidelic different from any other holiday show? There's a lot of holiday stuff, you know, that happens this time every year. What makes your show special?
I think what people really gravitate to is that I am not afraid of shaking some booty. And people like to come and dance and hear these songs. They're often dancing at their tables.
Uh-huh.
But what's interesting is that not only do you get the booty shaken, but you also get the warm fuzziness of the holiday as well. And I try to blend those two feelings together, and I think something magical happens when you do that.
You are also in After Midnight, which is on Broadway right now at the Brooks Atkinson Theater on West 47th Street in New York City. How do you have time to be in that show and do the Holidelic shows?
You know, I don't even know. We're going to find out
sure. If
it's actually going to work. But I scheduled all the Holodelic shows on Sunday evenings.
Okay.
Because Mondays are traditionally dark in the theater.
Right.
So I knew I'd have Monday to recuperate from the evening.
Can you tell us about After Midnight and what you're doing in that show? I haven't had a chance to see it, but it sounds absolutely fantastic.
After Midnight is fantastic. First of all, the artistic director is Wynton Marcellus.
Mm-hmm.
But I did an incarnation of it in 2011 at the City Center in New York City. Basically, it's a reimagination of the Cotton Club in the early Duke Ellington years.
Uh-huh.
We use all the original Duke Ellington arrangements, and it's as though you're sitting in a Cotton Club and it's an evening there. We are blessed to have Dule Hill as a narrator in the show, and a songstress extraordinaire Fantasia is starring in it. And my role in it is that I'm the lead singer of a Mills Brothers-type quartet.
That must be so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And a lot of work.
We really stick to the period. The costumes are beautiful. It's really elegant evening. It's a lot of fun. All the reviews have been fantastic, which they should. But, I'm having a great time because I'm also a jazz lover.
Yeah, and you've done Broadway before. You worked on Swing and you were Grammy nominated for your work on Stomp. How is doing music on Broadway different from recording or touring with some of the musicians like the E Street Band or, you know, Bon Jovi or David Bowie?
Well, first of all, there's an 8-show-a-week commitment
of course.
With theater, which I totally forgot about.
Oh.
That means you have to be a good boy. You can't be drinking all the time or, you have to get some good rest.
Sure.
To make sure that those shows are consistent and good every show. So there's that commitment to it. And it's really interesting. I'm playing houses that are so much smaller than E Street houses.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, I've been, after doing 2 years of touring with Bruce to sold-out stadiums, to come into a small theater was jarring for me, actually. But it also made me really relaxed. I used to get nervous at big theater performances, and I don't as much anymore just because of the Bruce experience I've had. I still get nervous about performing, but it's the size of the house, I think, that I've sort of released.
You get nervous every night before every performance?
I do, just because we all depend on each other and everyone has to, pull their weight and, we all rely on each other so we're able to do our thing because of the other person doing their thing. I still get nervous, probably because I'm older, because I'm like, back, don't fail me now.
Holodelic, 'Twas the Night Before the Funk, will be at Helsinki Hudson on Sunday, December 8th at 8 p.m. Everett Bradley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Sarah Lato, y'all.
Everett Bradley's Holodelic, 'Twas the Night Before the Funk, will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York, this Sunday, December 8th at 8 p.m. More information can be found online at wamc.org/roundtable.